7 after the hour, and it is Tuesday, a good day way to share time and love and knowledge, and here to share love and knowledge and time, Roberta Fasanelli, who is our fabulous queen of cheap. Everybody else is gone. It's you and me, Roberta.
Oh, boy, Doug. It's Rich the Doug and Roberta show, or the Rich. Roberta and Doug show. I like that better. The
really?
Roberta
you like
and
the
Doug
sound of that?
Show.
Very nice.
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Indeed.
We have Richie in the hospital having exams. We have Jennifer's gone to Alaska. And Ken Kessler, who got stuck in the airport in Atlanta yesterday. So here we are, the two of us doing our normal thing. Actually, I would like to have a highlight, a list of highlights that in several moments people can be prepared. They get their notepads ready, take down notes, go to DougStephan.com. What are we saving from the Queen of Cheap Department today?
Let's see. We have deals for Father's Day, and we've got deals from Gavalia Coffee, and we've got deals from Red Book Magazine. All sorts of wonderful stuff today, really, including how to get a free scarf.
Really?
And gluten-free stuff.
Yeah, that'd be good. I can use a little of that.
Gluten-free. Are you going gluten-free now?
I need to. I'm getting a lot. Yesterday, I spent the whole day in indigestion, and I don't know. I don't remember yet.
In indigestion?
I had indigestion all day yesterday.
I can't find that on the map. Really? You're in indigestion?
Right. It's near Intercourse, PA. Check
right.
it out.
Indigestion, Massachusetts.
Yes, right. Plenty of that. I want to have you think about something. In a few minutes, we're going to spend some time talking about that school bombing or the attempt to have that bombing in Oregon last Friday, I think it was. But there was something that came to my attention over the weekend, and I just really want to pass this along because of what President Obama said on retraining, refocusing, rethinking, redoing the war on terror. Because obviously it hasn't worked. It doesn't, people say, oh, well, they've stopped this. They haven't stopped anything, especially the TSA. It's like the war on drugs. They haven't stopped the use of drugs. Look at England as the most recent example of what goes on here. One person can create this whole storm of events and the focus. And so if you're like, I had an email from a fellow named Nathaniel, who told me, he hears me all the time railing about the TSA and talking about the things like the cancer machine, that body scanner that for, 2-3 years, $1 million was spent on every one of them. They had 243 that they bought, and they junked them all because they were so dangerous. This guy said that in the years since he referred to them as radiation chambers, began appearing in airports across the country, I developed a variety of tricks to avoid submitting myself to them. At checkpoints that use a combination of cancer machines and traditional metal detectors, it's a matter of choosing the right line. And I've done this myself. Just look where the metal detector is, the old machine, and get in that line. But there are a lot of people that are not that sophisticated. If you have a single line that feeds into both machines, you have to, the TSA person, they're responsible for directing passengers into one or the other, and the officer gives priority to the cancer machine. You have to just sort of time it right to be one of the passengers that ends up walking through the metal detector. You just have to be smart about it. The newer machines, however, are better. They're not as harmful. You put your hands up. I go through those because it's not radiation. It's using sort of the MRI technique of magnetic resolution, whatever they call that stuff. So you're not getting there's no. In MRIs, you don't have, that's why people want to use them, because they don't have the X-ray technology using magnets to figure out what's going on in your body. So, anyway, I thought that would be an interesting suggestion for people to hold on to. In a moment or two, we'll spend a few minutes talking about that failed Oregon school bombing that took place. And meanwhile, and then Roberta has her Queen of Cheap report. Stand by for that. Later in the hour, we'll check on television as well. It's 12 after on Good Day.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to ProstateFormula.com. That's ProstateFormula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing.
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
You better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Tuesday, the 28th of May, Roberta Fasanelli and her deals from the queen of cheap. I like to look at these things in advance, so I feel like I'm prepared, Roberta. You can go to DougStephan.com because they're all listed there. Queen of Cheap boxes, all of these deals from today and all of them that are still good, but the ones that are always exciting are the newest ones.
Oh, the newest ones, yes. Well, let's start with free Father's Day card. Yes, Father's Day is coming up. You get a free photo card and free shipping. That's through the 28th. And we have the
Did I miss Mother's Day?
Promo
I think
code.
I must have missed Mother's
Day. Yes, you did miss Mother's Day. Yes, you did, Doug.
Sorry.
We've got a free subscription to Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. Now, the whole idea is that you're supposed to give this to your 20-something who's still living at home and you kind of want them out of your hair and out of the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, you give a Business Week subscription and maybe they get an idea of what they should be doing.
Yeah.
But there's nothing saying that you can't get this for yourself, wink, wink. So we tell you how to do that at DougStephan.com. Gavalia Coffee's at it again, and we have a link to get you some free Gavalia Coffee, either K-Cup or ground coffee. If you want a new summer scarf, get a free one from Pantene and Redbook. We tell you exactly how to do it. And if you're going gluten-free, you know how much these gluten-free products cost. Good Lord, just a tiny little box of gluten-free flour is like $5. Mm-hmm. But you can get one absolutely free from Betty Crocker. They're coming out with their new gluten-free baking mix. And it's a mailed coupon, and we tell you where to go and how to do it at DougStephan.com to get your free gluten mix and also gluten-free mix and all sorts of other good stuff at DougStephan.com. Lots of good stuff archived and lots of stuff for military families as well.
Right.
We just came off of Memorial Day, so go there and take a look.
Yep. Yesterday was Memorial Day. Our poll summer season getting off to a good start. What's the first thing that you did to celebrate this weekend? Let's see what people said to us. 36% said that they stayed inside because the weather was lousy this weekend. Although it was pretty good yesterday. It wasn't
yesterday
great.
Yesterday was beautiful.
On Saturday, Sunday,
God,
on the East
horrible.
Coast anyway.
Goodness.
Let's see. 15% said pick up fresh fruit and veggies in the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. 14% said cook out on the grill. 13% said counting down the days till the children go back to school. That's terrible. What a horrible thing to think.
Oh, my kids are still in school.
Yeah, I mean, that's foolish. 12% said going to the beach. That just shows you that a lot of people ought not to be parents. You know, honestly, if you really feel that way about your children, you don't love having them around, and they don't love being around you, mm-hmm. what's going on with that? Well, you've got a very important thing going on here. It's called parenting. How is it that you bring children into the world? This goes back to one of my favorite themes, Roberta. That is that we have all of these, we train people to drive a car, we teach people lots of things in school. We don't have parenting courses. Nobody learns how to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's something that we ought to be considering, parenting, the value of it. It's very important to be able to bring to your children a feeling of worth. And they get that from love. They don't get it from being avoided. They don't get it, okay, it's a Saturday, I'm going to go play golf. You children go play in the street. You know, that kind of stuff.
I am so thrilled that Victoria is not going away to college. And she wants to stay home because she loves being with Mom and she misses me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I am so blessed with this kid as a teenager.
Yeah, she's a wonderful kid. But then that's not the situation with everybody. And that's about my suggestion is that you really kind of get a handle on your priorities. So many people, because of my generation, remember the members of my generation called the me generation, all about me. And I. But if you bring a child into the world, that's your responsibility. And it's a serious one. By the way, I find being a parent a lot of fun. I've loved being a parent. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, one of the biggest advantages Android had over iOS was Google Now, which gives you the information you want when you need it. It'll help you manage your day, stay connected, and find fun things to do nearby. Google Now is now on iOS, though, with most of its core features intact. Google Now is activated within the search app, and once you activate it, you can use it to access your Gmail, calendar, location, search behavior, and more. Now is most helpful to people like me who run their lives through Google. I use Gmail and Google Calendar, which means Now already knows my schedule and commitments, and it has a good understanding of what my information needs are. While Now is missing some features, like nearby events and Fandango, there are still more than 24 others that remain, including the major ones like weather and traffic. Now is part of the free Google search app in the App Store, so grab it today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Thank you. Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Last night's The Voice, Judith Hill from Team Adam doing That Power. I wish Jennifer were here because I can't translate and or identify some of these songs, Roberta. I'm betting you probably can't either.
I don't know this one, but I like it, though.
Yeah, it's actually not bad. Coaches like to see a different side of her. Apparently, this is not the sort of energy she normally has. Judith Hill here performing on The Voice. You want to crank it up for a moment, Michael? Move along to another one of the team members. This is from Team Blake. Holly Tucker sings Done on The Voice last night. Now, this sounds like a lot of the same old stuff to me, Roberta. You and I both sort of rail on this sort of thing. It's nothing. There's nothing special about this, for me anyway. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't have to say anything more than that.
The coaches seem to like her, but you and I are not impressed by her performance. So
they all sound the same. You know, when people sound the same, it's like, okay, here we go again.
Right. Yeah. All right. So let's see here. Here are four performers. Michelle Chamuel, if that's how you pronounce her name, Sarah Simmons, Sasha Allen, and Judith Hill singing Diamonds. I hear nothing here. You?
Doesn't do anything for me.
One of the people that I've observed from The Voice this year, I've been most interested in the Swan Brothers. And so they're a member of Team Blake. Here they are performing from last night's Voice, Seven Bridges Road. Sometimes
not bad. We found two that we liked the performances, and there's more. Maybe if we have time later on, I will revisit some of these performers. But anyway, that's our review of some of the voice music from last night. That song's about bridges makes me think about the bridge in Oregon. Was it Washington State, Michael? Yeah, it was. That's right. Washington State hit by somehow or other some truck got out of control, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember the story correctly, and ran off the bridge, and the bridge collapsed.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You heard that story?
Yep.
And so you think
about... A couple of cars went in the water?
Yeah, right. You think
nobody
about,
died. That was amazing.
Yeah.
But nobody died.
But the status of our bridges in this country... And how bad they are and how they all, or a lot of them, need to be rebuilt. This one was human damage. But you know that there are between 1,200 and 1,400 calls every year for a bridge repair. There is something wrong, seriously wrong. There was, this is Mount Vernon, Washington, by the way. That's the highway bridge we were talking about. But there are a lot of other things that happen to bridges. And there's this whole group of people who I was looking at the story of a 2-mile-long bridge and how many people are afraid to drive over it. And I was thinking about the Tappan Zee Bridge and how many times I've been over that, or the George Washington Bridge. And I must admit to thinking about it myself. What happens if the bridge falls apart? 28 after the hour, food for thought on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just as with people, canine and feline allergies are caused by an overreaction to a substance by the immune system. There are things you should check for. Most canine and feline allergies manifest themselves in skin irritations. At the lowest level, a dog may be the victim of a breakout scratching, meaning all of a sudden he'll stop whatever he's doing and start scratching. But here are other signs to look for. Frequent rubbing against carpet and furniture. Constant licking or chewing of the paws. Continual scratching, especially underneath the body. Inflammation the skin, which may lead to infections and other problems. You know, it's up to you as a good pet guardian to watch your pet, notice where they seem to be itchy and where they seem to be scratching, and have a conversation with your veterinarian. However, if you've been going to the same veterinarian over and over again, and you're not getting the results you should be getting, maybe it's time for a second opinion. Maybe it's time to see a veterinary dermatologist or ask your vet to perform an allergy test. Nothing worse than watching your pet suffer with allergies when they don't have to. With the great new medications on the market that are available to you and your pet, we can all be a whole lot happier. All more next. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
Do you need to call?
come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Tuesday on the Good Day program, Roberta Fasinelli, Doug Steffen. Richie's in the hospital. We ought to try to call over there, Michael,
aww,
to see
poor Richie.
What the story is with him. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Well, we have no Jennifer because she's gone on a trip to Alaska with listeners. And we have Ken Kessler, who was stuck in the airport in Atlanta, coming back from a visit to his brothers. So it's Roberta and Doug. We were talking, if you didn't hear us a few minutes ago, about the bridge up in Washington State, Mount Vernon, Washington. Mm-hmm. The Thursday collapse of that bridge. Experts say that this has brought out a lot of fear in drivers who have phobias. What is the word? That's the 2020 news quiz question is, what is the word for phobia? Of crossing a bridge, what is the crossing the bridge phobia? What's it called? 888-302-3684.
Virgil kill me phobia?
No. That's clever, Roberta, but not clever enough.
Oh, okay.
888-302-3684 for Swell Doug Steffen Prize. What is the word that refers to phobias that occur to people who, in this case, don't want to drive across a bridge? I was talking about how I felt on occasion driving across the George Washington Bridge. I guess the last year when I drove across, I've been across a couple times this year, but I was thinking as I drove across it last year how angry I was because it cost me $24 in tolls because I was driving a small truck with a car trailer in the back of it, how annoyed I was at paying $24. So thinking the bridge was going to collapse wasn't on my mind. But I have to tell you, bridges like that, San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge, there are a lot of them. I used to drive across the bridges that connected several parts of Tampa and Clearwater and that whole area down there where there are lots of bridges. I think the longest bridge is like 2 miles long. I forget where it is. But anyway, the point is that there are a lot of people who are in clinical psychiatry who do research on this sort of thing because this is a phenomenon that people have to deal with, afraid to cross bridges. And there's we have other, is it agoraphobia? That's being in trapped areas, right? Close in, tight in. There are a lot of people who have intense anxiety symptoms or panic attacks. Like a whole 1% of our population suffers from some form of agoraphobia. And that's not the specific thing that comes from being afraid to go across the bridge. There's a truck driver I was reading about who gets into his sleeper behind the cab and will not. There's a partner. You know, they have a lot of these truckers have partners, maybe a husband and wife thing, but maybe it's, you know, two guys working for the same company. But there's this one truck driver I was reading about who, when they get to the Golden Gate Bridge, he stops, gets into the sleeper and goes to sleep. He won't go across. He won't drive the truck across the bridge. So, you know, just thinking about this, there is a lot of fear, and so you wonder, how do you deal with it? And
some of it is warranted, though. I mean, our infrastructure in this country is aging.
Yep.
Aging more quickly than I think most people realize. And,
well,
and the big question is what's going to happen when a lot of these things become unusable, when they become unsafe? What are the alternatives? It's a tough question. I mean, think of New York. You take out one tunnel or one bridge in New York City, and traffic comes to a complete halt.
Yeah.
You can't get anywhere.
Hmm.
Because everything is so finely tuned that, you know, just a little bit of a disruption causes absolute chaos.
Yep.
That's why we hate it when the president comes to town during the week. It's like, could you just, like, take a helicopter?
Yeah. Well,
please. Don't
it's almost
the
thoughtless.
Street, you know,
it's
like, oh, my
kind
goodness,
of thoughtless
please.
If they do that.
Why like, go home.
Take a helicopter. It'd be a lot easier to get around. Why don't they do that? That's a very good point.
I think they're afraid somebody will shoot it down.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. How's that any different than somebody shooting one of those, what do they call those things when they blow up a car?
Improvised explosive device.
There's those bazooka kind of things that you see in the movies all the time. Come on. That's foolish. Anyway, by the way, is today marks the opening of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. This date, 1937.
Wow.
And it was, at the time, considered one of the greatest engineering marvels in the world, and I think probably still is in many respects when you look at how it was built. In a moment, we have two things we've got to do in this half hour. One of them has to do with television. I'm going to read you Roger Ailes' letter that he sent to Fox employees. We also have an explanation from Morgan Freeman about falling asleep in that interview. Remember that from last week?
Yes, yeah.
And Michael, I think
he's
we have
an old
some
guy, you know.
Audio. He's 80 years old. Audio from Jewel, the show last night on Lifetime. Don't we have some of that audio? Yeah, right. If you didn't get that, yesterday Jewel was on talking about her television movie on Lifetime that was premiering last night. She plays the role of June Carter Cash. Basically, that's the theme, not a Johnny Cash movie about Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, but this is a movie about June Carter Cash, and she sings a lot of June Carter Cash's music, and so we'll have that in a matter of moments as well. In a moment, I want to talk about the failed Oregon school bombing. That's up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Course starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Course?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. With so many credit card reward programs available, it can be challenging to decide which card is best for you. A recent survey by Bank of America shows that 28% of consumers carry four or more credit cards. One way to avoid carrying too many cards is choosing the right card for your lifestyle. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To get the most out of your credit card rewards program, make sure you choose a card that matches your spending habits. If you use your credit card mostly for everyday purchases like gas and groceries, I recommend a cashback rewards card that offers more rewards for those types of purchases. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card offers cash rewards everywhere, every time. You'll automatically earn 1% cashback on every purchase, and for the first $1,500 in combined purchases every quarter, you earn 2% on groceries and 3% on gas.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
I'm Doug Steffen. Roberto Fasanelli and I on the Good Day program, 888-302-3684. Did I ask a question? I think I did. I forget the question.
Yes, you did.
What the word was, the term for being afraid of going over bridges? I think that's what I asked. Was it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I said it was afraid of bridges-on.
No, it's called Jeffrophobia.
Jethro? Jeffrophobia?
No, Jeff.
Oh.
Jephyrophobia. Is it Jeff?
Yeah. That's fear of the Beverly Hillbillies.
All right. Why did I even bring it up? The circumstance that students went through at an Oregon high school last, I think it was Thursday or Friday last week, after learning that a classmate they have described as happy and nice has been accused of plotting to blow them up with bombs he built in his bedroom. Grant Accord, 17 years old, junior at West Albany High School, arrested late Thursday on two counts of possession of a destructive device, two counts of manufacture of a destructive device. Prosecutors say he'll be charged as an adult with attempted aggravated murder. Will be arraigned today in Benton County Circuit Court. His classmates say they did not see him as the kind of person who would plot an attack specifically modeled after the Columbine shooting. Here is a report from Lindsay Janis, who sort of gives you an overview of what happened or what didn't happen, and the student himself.
Tonight, new revelations. 17-year-old Grant Accord may have dropped hints to classmates about the massacre police say he was planning at his Oregon high school. Police say they found a stockpile of homemade explosives in the teenager's bedroom. Pipe bombs, napalm bombs, Molotov cocktails, along with detailed plans, even a date for an attack. Now we're also learning Accord spoke to classmates about making bombs.
He just walked up out of nowhere and asked if we were talking about bombs, and we all just kind of gave him a funny look, and no. And he just kind of kept going on about the different materials you'd need to make a pipe bomb.
Stone says he wasn't alarmed at the time.
It was a little strange, but he's also a fairly strange kid.
But police say someone did report strange behavior, calling 911 late Thursday night, saying Accord was planning to blow up the school and had asked friends to film it. Investigators rushed to Accord's home, finding an arsenal hidden under his bedroom floor.
Grant Accord will face charges in court tomorrow, the same day his fellow students go back to class. David, we should note no explosives were found in the school.
So, what do you think, Roberto, when you send your child off to school? These sorts of things, and I rail about this all the time, are just basically aimed at filling people full of fear. Is there more to this than that? The fact that we all now know about this, and a lot of people are talking about this. Can you imagine? You hear people saying, yada, 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 yada. And so, it's frustrating to hear these things and think, okay, if we didn't have so many people focused on it, would there not be other people coming up with these ideas?
Well, apparently, I mean, I saw a news report today that said the boy had a rare form of obsessive compulsive disorder, of OCD.
Well, that's what they say. There's something different about the
kid. So, you know, I mean, who knows? You know, there's mental illness all over the place, and most people don't recognize it.
Yeah, well, they don't, or they don't want to see it.
Well,
parents especially, they don't want to see their children are different. Okay, my child's different, and you laud that, but how much different, what, you know, what sort of differences does he or she demonstrate, and what do you need to be aware of? I think that's probably a question a lot more parents need to be asking.
So, you know, it's a two-edged sword. You said, well, should we be giving that much attention to something like this, and then people do copycats? On the other hand, if you pay attention like this, it might make people more aware of what they should be looking for.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
Double-edged.
I mean, which way do you go on this?
Yep, I concur completely. In a moment, television report without sans Jennifer, but then she always complains that I do too much of it anyway. So I'm going to read Roger Ailes' letter to Fox employees as a result of the investigation by the federal government into what one of their employees is doing, and the CBS employee and others, like the AP phone thing. That's part of scandals people are discussing. We'll have that in a moment here on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
So we all know, most people know, about the recent event, the FBI seizure of the phone records at the AP and Fox News employees and the CBS person. So I found a letter that in one of my trade publications that Roger Ailes had sent to the employees at Fox. Dear colleagues, the recent news about the seizure of phone and email records, including the focus on James Rosen, who's the Fox employee, calls into question whether the feds are meeting its constitutional obligation to preserve and protect a free press. We reject the government's efforts to criminalize the pursuit of investigative journalism and falsely characterize a reporter to a federal judge as a quote-unquote co-conspirator. I know how concerned you are because so many of you have asked me, why should the government make me afraid to use a work phone or an email account to gather news or even call a friend or family member? Well, they shouldn't. The administration's attempt to intimidate Fox and its employees will not succeed, and their excuses will stand neither the test of law, the test of decency, nor the test of time. We will not allow a climate of press intimidation unseen since the McCarthy era to frighten any of us. I'm proud of your tireless efforts to report the news over the last 17 years. I stand with you, support you, and thank you for your reporting with courageous optimism. I wonder what you think about that, Roberta, thinking about this is what most people on all sides, no matter which political point of view, are upset about this, as well we ought to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's no place for this. There's no excuse for it.
Not in this day and age.
I don't care whether you like Fox. I'm not a big fan of Fox, frankly, because I think it's boring as hell to see the same stuff over and over again, no matter which side of the fence you're on. MSNBC is a complete bore. But
They are. But you know,
that
saying
that they ought not to do what they set out to do. It's a free country.
Yep. Yeah.
We have people, you know, there's too much of this stuff. This government and the size of government out of control, and this is just another example of it. So, anyway, I don't have time for anything else. I wanted to get this across.
You want to get the soapbox
good story.
Done here.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Thank you. 6:51 after a good day.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Thank you for being here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time now for a report on crowdfunding. You watch DougSteffen.com this week because we have a crowdfund of our own that we'll tell you about and have more information about. Meanwhile, there's an interview that Mike Hayes has done with the CEO of Young and Rubicam in New York on Madison Avenue. It's a big agency, Roberta. And the focus is how to use crowdfunding to help your advertising efforts.
Okay, let's jump right into Startups in American News crowdfunding success stories. With me today is David Sable, the CEO of Young and Rubicam, a 90-year-old Madison Avenue ad agency. And David, I really appreciate advertising. A lot of people don't realize, really, it was advertising that helped bring us out of the Great Depression. And now it may well be advertising that plays a big part in bringing us out of this recession, getting America back on its feed economically and get Americans back to work. What do you think of that?
Well, I think what's interesting is you're kind of on our platform, because one of the things that I always point out to people, when I get a question from some of the analysts who think that they're so clever, and they say, well, isn't advertising dead? And I point out to them that the only way that companies like Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and Microsoft and everyone else in order to monetize their investment is through this thing called advertising. And they all hire advertising directors. So yes, I think that the age we're in is only going to be sustained, and future innovation is only going to come if they figure out how to make this viable through advertising. Otherwise, it doesn't pay for itself.
Social media is evolving every single day. I've been in the direct response industry for about the last 20 or 25 years, and that's been evolving. And one of the biggest new things today is crowdfunding. That is part of social media, and even Donald Trump has gotten into crowdfunding today. So it really is for everybody. And some, I do a show called Crowdfunding Success Stories, and every day I interview entrepreneurs that are raising $50,000, $500,000, $1 million, and even $2 million to start new companies, create new jobs, and they're getting wonderful feedback during this crowdfunding process that is almost going to ensure their long-term success. Can you comment on crowdfunding in the digital age?
Yeah, I mean, look, anything that works in the digital age works because it's in our human DNA, right? It becomes a part of something we do. So social is powerful because we are social beings, right? We share, and because we share, if you give me tools that help me share better, I'll share even more, and I'll share more efficiently, and that's what we're seeing. The crowdfunding model is interesting, and the truth of the matter is, long before the digital age, there were models like that. There were ways that people could participate, whether they saw it through the stock market, whether they saw it through small funds, whether they saw it through meetings. There were ways to participate, not unlike this, but again, we've made it more efficient, and we've made it way more interesting. We've given people the tools to take the human behavior, amplify it, and if you understand where the human behavior fits in, make it very powerful. The people who fail in social are the people who think that this is some kind of digital magic and miss the fact it works because there are people on both ends of the line.
There's been a lot of experimentation in the blending of traditional TV and radio advertising with social media. Do you see any pushback from social media toward traditional media and blending the two together?
Well, they have to be blended together because you need something at the end of the social. It's not like Harry Potter and you put it in and say, okay, you're social. There's something that you're sharing. That asset is usually, you know, some piece of great video, it's a story, maybe it's a picture. That's advertising. I mean, that's the point of it. And it's got an offer attached to it and some information. So you have to have that piece. That's what you're sharing. That's the whole point.
Help me address the state of advertising and social for the startup community. What advice could you give to startups that are looking to maybe start small, bootstrap, or crowdfund for some funds and start to grow outside of Wall Street, but more on Main Street?
You know, we see a lot of startup companies. So some of them come in here, and they begin their presentation by telling you advertising is dead. Or they'll tell you there's only one way to reach an audience. Or, you know, give you some sell like that. And it's like, guys, get out of here. You have no clue. You have the other ones, the smart people, come in here and talk about what you need to do to reach people. So the way we look at it today, we talk about creativity and we talk about innovation. So creativity is what we call telling the story. So that's creating the story, that whether it's however you want to express it, it makes no difference, but it's the story of the brand or the product or the service. Innovation is how you distribute it.
You've been listening to David Sable, the CEO of Young & Rubicam Global. If you have questions about crowdfunding, contact me, Mike at StartupAmericanNews.org. That's Mike at StartupAmericanNews.org. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.